Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. So I was going to start the show with giving you the three careers I could have done, and then Ron's walked me right into it. He came in, sat down, he goes, I wish I could be a tow truck driver. And I'm like, this is great.
But not just any.
I want to be the truck tow truck driver.
Yeah.
The towing big trucks. Tow truck that tows the trucks.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to mess with cars.
No.
No.
And is it weird that I kind of want to stay, not with anybody else, by myself, I kind of want to stay in one of the semi cabins? Like, the you know how the trucks, they have little...
Should turn those into Airbnbs.
Yeah.
What do you mean with no one else?
Well, because I don't want to be with a truck driver. I want to be by myself.
Well, you might be in a couple driving.
No.
Couple.
Well, okay, that could be a thing.
Right. But remember,
I want my own space with the fridge, and then they cook in there. And...
Okay. $200,000 a year. Andrew's your partner.
Long road there, partner.
Absolutely not.
No.
Overnight haul.
I don't even think I'd take $200,000 for a month.
It's you, me, in the darkness, buddy.
No.
It's you, me, in a long stretch of no streetlights.
Do you remember when there was like the really bad ice pileup and people were trapped on the street in like Pennsylvania or something for like a week?
Yeah.
And we talked to the truck driver who was like stuck out there. And he was describing, like, he felt bad because everybody else was, like, in their cars,
he
like,
had a
barely
nice
surviving.
Setup.
And he's like, I'm warm. I've been watching TV. I can charge my phone. I was playing PlayStation earlier.
Oh, man.
I'm doing fine.
I was doing lives for a trucking company over on the east side probably 7-8 years ago. And this older female driver in her mid to late 60s took me for a ride in her rig. And they call it having a hood. So you picture a big rig. You got the kind that are rounded. Then you got the big, long hoods. And those are bigger, fancier trucks. And you have to earn your bones. And she had a hood. And she's like, I never thought I'd have a hood. And we went driving around for a while. And it was like a super nice apartment. And she had a little tiny dog who had only been outside like 3 times in its life. It has a little wee pad, you know. And it was just so interesting, like driving around hearing about her life.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was very cozy. Like
that's what I'm talking about.
The cabin was super cozy,
right? That's what I'm wanting.
Mm, I'm picturing like if Ron and Andrew did this, I'm picturing like Harry and Lloyd and Dumb and Dumber singing Mockingbird.
No, stop with Andrew. Andrew's not part of this.
Yeah, he's being such a baby. We'd be fine.
This is
okay.
It'd be a buddy movie. Come on.
You're not fine in the office for 45
minutes.
We'd
be fine. He's my best friend, Amy, and I'm his.
I
stop
hate your friendship.
Best friend.
Stop trying to glom onto my thing.
I'm
this
his
is
best,
my thing.
Yeah,
this is not yours.
I'm his best friend, and he would love to have me in the car or whatever.
He told me there's no positive glomming.
Yeah,
you can't
I want to be. I want my own truck, my own cabin.
See, this is the thing. This is the thing. We are equal partners, and you consider this a glom. That's why I'm upset. We are equal partners in this trucking company that we have purchased
Certainly
together.
$200,000 never looked like less money.
What did I tell you?
Yeah.
And you're calling me a glommer.
You're glomming. You're not
I
part of this.
I own 50% of this company, Chris.
This is my fantasy, not yours.
Well, I'm in it now.
Get out of it.
You can't glom
I've been welcomed
into
it.
No. You're not invited.
He's done it somehow.
Yeah.
Now he's in mine. I wasn't even a part of it. Now I'm in a fantasy where these two are long-haul truckers.
Together. I cook, you do the dishes.
Like fighting like this on the road, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I honestly,
that's definitely a TV show.
I cannot think of anything worse.
Reality show. Put cameras
Amy,
in there, you should do it.
What if Amy was your third?
Yeah, no. That's sweetening the
I
deal.
I would jump out of that track.
I just don't think you like
you
being
would have
with...
to. I'd be tumbleweeding you on the just open the door and watch Amy roll.
I just don't think you like driving in cars with people. Because you've said this about Wheeler, too. You're like, I'd rather die than go to Chicago with Kevin.
Yeah, he's not even...
Okay. So we're getting down to it. It's just everyone else.
All right. Kevin would
what
roll
about
like a tumbleweed.
Would you go on that with...
Dave would be... Yes.
Okay,
be
so
easy.
Dave
could
passes. Rachel passes. Yeah, it's just delightful. The rest of us.
Okay, who in this room would go on a 5-hour road trip with Kevin? Nobody's taken?
No. Kevin is lovely to be in a car with.
No, I'm not.
For five hours?
As a passenger, not as a driver. I'd be scared to drive.
For 5 hours.
That's true. As a passenger, I'm fine.
As
but
a
I'm
passenger,
driving.
He was lovely. He said a couple of insane things that I still think about all the time.
Like?
Like he said that he has full spatial awareness of all the threats from other cars around him.
I play
he
a video
has told
game.
Me that before too.
Yeah, I play it like a video game.
Yeah,
I'm always looking
plays
for
like
space.
Video game.
360.
No. Yeah, like I know, like okay, I just passed that guy, so I'm good on the right, and then there's a space up here on the left that I could use if I need to move. Like, yeah.
Do you know who he
I play
sounds
a game
like
that?
I don't know
Mac from Sunny.
Yes,
yeah, ocular pat down. He's doing an ocular pat down on all the other cars,
yeah.
And I'm incapable of getting behind the wheel of a car without thinking of that. And it's been 2 years since this happened.
That's what was the other one?
It was mostly just that.
It was mostly that, yeah.
How did it come up?
I don't remember. We just drive it, and I'm like,
we're just
yeah.
driving, and he's like, you know what's important when you're driving?
I was probably like, just, you know,
is have full and total
getting
spatial
to know
awareness.
Andrew, you
is
know?
Is he a talker?
And I'm like, there's a spider in my hair right now, Kevin. I don't have spatial awareness for the cars. Is he a talker?
I mean, some people are situational talkers.
No. I mean, like, I talk all the
time. No, he talked nuts, which is fine. I mean, I don't mind my buddy talking.
Well, I mean, Andrew's a talker, too, so it was a good match.
I don't mind my buddy talking, but he did, we did talk the whole
time. I would give Kevin a ride to work. Well, 5 hours?
Come on, man.
That's a...
You know what your trick
that's
is?
That's a long time.
Here's your trick. Do what my wife does. You just take a nap, then I can't bother you.
I've never taken... Yeah, take a nap driving.
No. You be the passenger.
I've never been on a 5-hour car ride with somebody and didn't have a nice time. Even Pete, there have been some situations where I was kind of dreading it, where I was like, eh.
What a strange statistic to have from your life.
I'm just saying. He keeps saying five.
But typically you are driving like that with people you like and know, right?
That's like me saying, boy, I don't think I've ever had steak with a racist. You know, it's like what a weird metric for your
life. That you know of.
But Chris keeps hanging on to the 5-hour thing. And I'm saying, I think even if you're not having a good time, by hour five, I don't know. It comes around.
You know what's funny, Bree?
It's cyclical.
They accuse me of hyperfixating on things, and maybe I do, but have you ever seen a hyperfixation like these two? Like, he's glomming on to a 5-hour analogy. It was just
that's not
a
what
conversation.
There's
a lot of heat. Yeah.
That's not
yeah.
what hyperfixation is, because that just happened like 30 seconds ago. Hyperfixation is when you keep bringing things up like 7 days later like you do. Because it's clear you never stop thinking. That's hyperfixation.
Is Andrew's microphone twice as big as everyone else's?
I don't have him turned up. Like,
is it just that he's excited? Is that
I
what
think
it
he's
is?
Just having a good time. Yeah.
I started this exciting new endeavor with my friend.
It reminds
Chris.
Me when we took Phoebe to school, and we had took two cars, and I said to Nick, I'm like, look, I'm going to ride with Maureen. You ride with Phoebe so you can give her your brotherly advice, because she's not going to listen to me or her mom.
Right.
And he's like, good plan. And he said he like worked up a bunch of speeches and a bunch of wisdom, and they got in the car, and Phoebe said, I barely slept last night. I'm out. And she went to sleep and woke up when we pulled into the dorm.
It's a good move. It's a good move.
It's awesome.
And then, so Phoebe never drives when we take long trips. Like, we drive to Florida, drive to Colorado, and she sleeps the whole time. And I've said to her, like, how was your trip to Belleville? I mean, that's what it feels like, right? And then when she went to Florida with her buddies, she did the driving. She's like, oh, my God, it's horrible. Mm-hmm.
It is way better being the passenger.
Yeah, she'd never experienced it. She slept the whole way.
Yep.
What a gift from God to be able to do that.
Mm. Wake up and you're there.
Anyone want to know what my three careers were?
Yes. Very much.
Mm. Timpani player. When I was a little kid, we went to Powell Symphony Hall, and I was gobsmacked by the timpani player. And that's when I got my first drum. So that's always just seemed very classy and very niche and very like, what do you do? Oh, I play the timpani for the St. Louis Orchestra. The second one would be either a logger, although that's pretty killy. Maybe the forestry service. I just have fallen in love with the mountains and being a forestry kind of person. And what was my third one? A professor. The whole world of academia is very attractive to me.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of schooling.
I know. That's the drawback.
Yeah, it is.
Easier to be a logger.
Well, unless you bring years of experience in your field, you don't have to go to school to be a professor.
What about you guys? We've all lived enough life now. So if you weren't doing this, no one's saying you don't love this, but what else attracts you?
Baseball coach, which I do anyway. Probably something like you're talking about with colleges. I like doing that kind of thing. And then maybe a preacher.
Get out.
No.
I was like, she was about to go nuts on you.
You would be like the fire and brimstone.
I bet I could fake it really good to the point people would give me money.
For sure you could.
But I won't do that because that's a crime.
But you would be the yelling.
You'd be casting
out demons and just yelling. Yeah. Death comes unexpectedly.
Come and get it, bro. Yeah.
Come and get it, bro.
That'd be the bro preacher.
Are we saying that to the demon?
To the demon, yeah.
Instead of get behind me, Satan.
Let's go, Satan.
And at the end of our prayer is, let's go.
Yeah, something tells me demons are messing with you or Andrew.
Let's go, church. That's going to be called.
Can you imagine possessing Andrew for about 18 minutes and you're like, I'm out.
Lest we forget, I've been possessed. I'm still holding on to that. I still think something was going on.
All right, tell the story again.
So I would just notice, like, I just felt like there was, like, something with me. And I would notice there was, like, I would see, like, if I sat down at a restaurant, already at the restaurant table, there would be, like, gunk on the table, right? And I felt like I had read that. Hold on.
I felt like I had read this before.
And so I looked it up. And a sign of demonic possession is like weird, almost like ectoplasmic type stuff.
And wasn't it like
a
barbecue restaurant or something?
It was all many and various restaurants over stretches of time. And I became pretty convinced that I'm like, okay, I think there's something following me. I think there's something alongside me. And I feel like I felt like I would see things out of the corner of my eye, right? Like there's something just right here on the shoulder.
Is this the one, Rach, that he became unpossessed by?
You just stopped thinking about it.
I kind of just forgot it. It's like that kind of.
That's how the demons go away.
I stopped thinking about it all the time, and then I just kind of forgot. And then
it wasn't a possession.
I remembered it like months later. I was like, "Oh, it's a like demon."
It was just a dirty table.
Yeah, isn't this why you guys talk with a lisp?
What? Yeah, no, yeah. It is.
Like, hello,
Andrew. Oh yes.
There was a.
What was his name?
I don't know if we should say it.
Pudlicker.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Yeah, we used to say it.
It's not a dirty word.
That's
my grandfather's middle name, I'll have you know. So, yeah,
but
that's
where
the Andrew voice came from.
Yeah, that was his demon.
The demon voice, yeah.
Oh, the demon had a lisp?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, more pronounced than Andrew's.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a lisp. It's more of a th. Yeah.
I think it's just very odd that
let's go a little easy on the speech impediment there.
Sitting down at a dirty table at a restaurant means just demons following you around.
If it happens all the time,
yeah,
Carl's going to the wrong restaurant.
It's like you're sitting down at Hardee's.
I can't believe this table's dirty.
How long are we talking? Like for a month you thought you were possessed? A
couple months.
Couple months.
Maybe like 3 months.
Did you share this with your wife?
Yeah.
And?
She didn't agree. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
And then you forgot about it.
And then eventually I just kind of stopped thinking about it, and I forgot. And then about, you know, a couple months later, I was like, oh, the demon, that's right.
How do you think the demon began to possess you?
I think that it just can happen. Like, I don't think you have to invite
it. You've done a lot of Halloween shows.
Was this when you lived in that?
No, this was
the Mineral Springs or whatever?
No, this was like a couple of years ago. this was like 2018, 2019. I don't think that you have to, like, invite a demon into your personage. I think that they can just kind of, attach themselves. I think it's just something that can happen. You cross one, you cross one in the car or whatever.
So you really think this?
Yeah, I'm a believer in demonic possession.
Demon sees Andrew. He's like, that guy looks nice.
Which is interesting because I don't
swoop in.
At the mall.
I don't believe in hell, so it's not like I believe in a demon as in like a horned guy that jabs you with a pitchfork. It's more of like it's more of like a massive negative energy that can harm you mentally, right? And that can harm the people around you.
What's your best guess at where that originates? Like, why does that exist?
People, probably, right?
So it's an energy that people put out.
Yeah.
So a big ball of negative energy becomes like a self-sufficient entity.
Yeah. Almost something that cannot necessarily think.
That puts snot on the table at KFC.
And it puts snot on the table, and it's gross, and it's yucky. And if you take a shower in the dark because you're trying to relax,
Amy,
it just feels like
so
there's someone in
say.
There with you. Go ahead, Amy.
No,
please, I insist.
I have nothing to add.
The demon insists.
Yeah, please.
I have nothing to add. At least you're being logical.
You know what you describe? You act like you walked into the library at Ghostbusters. You know what, the slime everywhere?
Yeah, yeah.
Just like are you sure it's not just like a little spot on the table?
We have
but
a
if
lot
that
of
was
schmutz
there,
in here.
If that was there everywhere you everywhere. Went and you felt like it was really presenting itself to you everywhere you went, you'd start to notice it.
When you go to fast food places, that's what you get.
Schmutz. Ectoplasm?
No, schmutz.
Yeah, you get ectoplasm.
Schmutz. It's everywhere.
And I felt like
we
it
done?
Was.
Yes, we're done.
I don't want to stop this prematurely.
Well, I
don't
felt
want this
like
thing
was,
coming after me.
I should point out. I felt like it was appearing. Like I felt like I wasn't like I felt like I would look away and I'd look back and it, there it would be right.
The schmutz or like an actual thing.
like a schmutz.
Oh, okay.
And so I would think like did I not notice that there before or did that just appear there before me? Did it present itself to me? Scary stuff, man.
You know whose fault this is? It's Rachel's.
What did
Rachel,
I do?
You brought him in, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Didn't
no.
you bring him into the
no,
mix?
No, he brought me
I
into
brought
the
her
mix.
In.
Oh!
You're his
she's
schmutz.
His fault.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, she's
or
so
was
perfect.
It the demon?
Was there,
oh, stop it.
Okay.
Was there any trace of this when you first met him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 125 DGS. I love it. Ranji shared that two jobs that he would like to do. He'd like to be an activist judge.
Yeah.
Which is a great name for a band. Or an actor in a sexual harassment video, and he wouldn't mind being the aggressor or the victim.
Right.
Which I think is brilliant.
Uh-huh.
It's great. I love that.
Every time I watch him, I think, I could do better than these people.
Oh, yeah. Make it believable.
Oh, come on.
You don't feel it.
Like, and I
yeah.
Again,
Ranji could sell it.
I'm versatile. I could be the victim. Or I could be the person who's, you know, not
harassing?
Such a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, the harasser. Kind
of, which one is going to take more acting?
I know.
I don't want to say anything to him. Yeah. I'm going to ignore Kevin.
We just follow you around with our iPhone. We've got half the video done.
Damn.
Do you think the actors study him and they're
wow.
like... I'm really getting a sense of a guy here.
Jeez.
I know.
You know what I think is ironic is in the ones for our company, they have the good and bad people, right? And the good and the bad is always like a big dumpy guy who kind of looks too much like me. And then the good is like it's always like a pretty girl. And the guy has been consistent through everything, but they replace the girl like every three videos, which makes me think, ironically, that the bad actor guy must be so horrible to work with and so difficult to work with. That these women are like quitting after like just a couple.
Maybe
videos,
it's the director.
So, like, this is not worth it.
Maybe it's the director, and he's not very good to women. You
You're
thought
right,
about
Chris.
That?
Mm-hmm. Defending awful men everywhere.
That's it's like someone called in an airstrike on you or something.
This doesn't even make any sense.
They're just I.
That's for saying I wouldn't it, be fun
swear,
to live in a truck
God,
with.
This is true. I missed the first. I missed the first 4 seconds of what Andrew said, and by the time I got there, he was just Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah.
He could have been talking about anything. He was just moving his mouth, and I'm like, it'll stop soon enough.
That's what we say in the office before the show. He'll stop.
Oh, he's trying. It's
what,
not working,
what
but he's
What sort of activist judge?
I could be bought. I have nothing in mind right now. I just,
yeah.
I want people to complain about me.
Whoever offers the most first.
Right. Then that'll be my cause.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should make our own video.
of?
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Do I play both parts?
I think we make one of each and let people decide which you're better at.
If you play Chris with the hat and then Chris with the hat off, people will think it's two different guys.
All right.
Yeah.
I think he just slammed you, but...
He did.
Okay.
I hate him.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
135 DGS. We have a full show for you today. Going to talk to our buddy Ricky Horton. We have Think Tank coming up with Mike Elam, Alvin Reed. Can I tell you guys the dumbest thing that happened last night? So I'm in bed. And I'm in that, like, pretty cozy stage, not asleep, but, you know, getting close. Mm-hmm. And then I had the thought, so I'm a back sleeper, and I'm laying on my back, and I had the thought, can I just sit up? Like, I forgot whether humans could just sit up.
Mm-hmm. Like, without using your hands.
Without using your hands, without rolling to one side, just like in the game Don't Wake Daddy. Just like, just you just sit up. Now... there's a real easy way to tell. I could have just tried it, but I was too cozy and I didn't want to mess it up. So I just laid there for another 20 minutes trying to remember times that I had just sat up. And all I had to do was just sit up.
Like the Undertaker video where he's just like,
yeah, exactly.
But so it would have ruined the whole cozy moment.
It's true.
Right.
I would have been taken out of the moment. Then I could have started thinking about bad things.
Yep.
So I just laid there in my coziness.
Yeah.
Wondering, can humans.
Did you try it in the morning?
No, I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can you? Try it. You should try it before sleep.
Do you guys know without trying it whether that's possible?
This is so weird. The only reason I do know is because I don't know if Mason Jar had that thought like last week, and he's like, can you just sit up?
And hey, me and the jar.
It.
There you
I
go.
Know. And so we both like did it, but I don't. It's like doing an exercise. It's not how I wake up in the morning.
Right.
It's like doing a crunch.
But you could
it's a
do
crunch.
It.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Depends on the
day. That's so funny.
Sometimes you got to rock a little bit.
Yeah, it's easier for some of us than others, I think.
Because what a freaky thing.
It's weird. Yeah.
Let's say that you're in a new relationship and you move into that stage. And then you roll over in the morning, you're like, morning, beautiful. And they're just like,
like rising from their coffin.
Yeah. Yes. That's exactly right. It's the Dracula.
It's
so unnatural.
It's the Dracula. Yeah.
They're levitating 1 inch above the mattress.
And I'm pretty sure, like, my feet came up a little bit, right? Like, you almost start to go into a V position.
Yeah, you have to a little bit.
If someone held your feet,
you could definitely do it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have that leverage.
I love that we're talking about this.
Yeah, this is great.
Have you seen this TikTok trend where women are getting out like a broom and then they hold it and they step over it and then their husbands can't do it?
Yeah.
Right. There's something else like that where men.
It's the thing where like they're.
Put your head on the wall.
But you're like, well, the one I've seen is you're on all fours and then the women can put the arms behind their back and still hold their position and the guys all face plant.
Huh.
And I guess it's, I don't know, because you're just, the upper bodies
are
too heavy.
The one I saw is if a guy bends over and puts his head against the wall. Then something happens.
We'll just leave it at that.
Try it. No, I'm being serious. Will you try it?
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Yes,
just
do it,
just go stand by the wall and lean over and put your, so only your head is touching the wall.
Okay.
And then I think you can't get back. Is what it is.
So, like, what angle are we getting to? Are we getting to 90 degrees?
I'll do it.
Okay, you do it, because I don't understand what I'm
supposed to do. Okay. So,
Dave is walking over to the wall.
Is it like you can't use your hands?
Okay, so, yeah. Right. So you can't stand back up is the thing. Like that.
Dave, are you okay?
Oh, you made it?
Yeah, did it.
It's not easy, right? It's work. Without your arms to swing to give you a little bit of momentum, right?
Now let's see if you can do it at all.
Do that thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Probably fall.
I hope he falls.
Just make sure you send a letter to my child.
I hope he just falls forward.
We'll send a letter.
How far away, like?
Yeah, you know, like far enough that it's not easy.
Okay. He's putting his hands behind his back and his head on the wall.
That was the Dracula.
That was him.
That's a 90 degree
underneath,
angle.
Underneath the insulation, there are still abs.
It's got to have something to do with your low center of gravity.
I mean, everything does.
You try, Ranj.
Did I do it right?
No, I can't do it. Too tall.
You do it. Everybody, all the other guys did it. Come on, Ranj.
Over that far.
Andrew, get in here and do it.
I'll try it.
You got to do it.
Okay. This is fun.
One of the saddest things I've ever seen is when Andrew told us he could break dance.
Oh, yeah. That was
did
a fun
day. Did
he do
a Tom Cruise?
He, no, dude.
Take
he,
over the party?
He just laid down. He just, I swear to God.
What?
He just, hey, buddy.
He's in the studio.
He's
all
in
right,
the
Andrew.
Studio. Andrew's in
We're
the
studio.
We're
talking
studio.
About when you tried to break dance.
Oh.
All right.
So you got to go a little further away, farther. And you got to get more like a 90 degree.
Okay. Yeah, there you
oh,
go.
Oh, my gosh. You really need a camera.
Oh, man. That's a concussion. Yeah,
wall.
He got good.
It wasn't too bad.
They're both better than me. They got good bounce.
Yeah. Made, did you?
What?
I'm probably. It's probably.
We
the
did not hear
thing.
The noises you made. Now.
Good.
Yeah.
Wait, waiting for your next assignment.
Wait. Hold
do
on.
It, do it again, Andrew.
So what was this breakdancing thing?
Yeah.
You tried to break dance and all you did was lay down.
He's gonna go back to his microphone.
I think he wanted to do the worm, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, the worm.
Okay.
They're gonna wonder why there's all these grease marks on the wall.
Can you try to do it again in here?
No.
The worm? So wait, where were you? Were you in public?
No, we were
in the old 97.1.
Oh, okay. All right.
And just on air, he said
air,
I can break dance.
I can break dance. And I'm like, please do. And then he just it took him a long time to get on the ground, and then he laid there.
No, because I really thought I could, which is why I did it the first time. And I ended up hurting myself pretty bad.
No one thinks they can break dance.
What break dance move? Were you spinning the worm?
The worm.
Were you doing
it was the worm.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I was pretty convinced that I could do it, and I really did think that I could.
Why?
And I couldn't.
Why did you think that?
In the past,
it's
were you able
vibes,
to?
Vibes, I guess.
Vibes?
Yeah. I
can vibe it.
You've seen people do stuff, and you're like, that don't look that hard.
I always thought breakdancing looked really hard.
Yeah, it does look hard.
Yeah, amazingly hard.
Looks like the most
and then I tried to do something with a
right?
Spinning on your head.
I tried to do something with a headstand, right?
Yeah.
And there was
I remember that.
That had a vague success. Because that was something we were all doing.
Not.
Yeah, no, I did it okay.
You
what did you do?
Not.
Up against a wall.
A headstand?
Yeah.
Did you guys do that all the time when you were kids?
No.
Headstands?
I'm not trying to make fun of you.
Oh,
I
we
don't
did it all
remember the,
time. The
vague success. I'll accept it if you say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm not trying to be mean.
All right, well,
but I don't remember a headstand.
Did you make it up?
Two against one, I suppose. I must have.
No, not make it up. Did you make it up?
Oh.
To the headstand.
Maybe I didn't. In my memory, I did.
Thus the vagaries.
Okay, so here's
the memory that told him
hold
that
on.
He could
is
do
this
the
is this you or the demon talking?
Well, here's the problem. I remember doing it, but I also remember
stand on your head.
I remember seeing myself do it, which is not possible. So I must.
I said, stand on your head. More vague.
But the fact that my memory is third person.
Leave it open to interpretation.
Let them
thus say I.
Let them tell tales. But yeah, memory being in third person is not a good sign. Because that means it probably didn't happen, right?
Is that ketchup or ectoplasm? It's vague, isn't it?
Also, in my memory, I'm wearing the same shirt. There's no way.
My memory, too.
Yeah.
If that's the liquor, do you just hang up that phone?
No, there's no way. There's no way this actually happened. I think you guys are right.
I think I'm possessed by a demon. What makes you think that? Well, I went to the restaurant and there was crap on the table. There was like ketchup or something. That's it.
Whew. And yeah,
it didn't look like ketchup. It looked like it was like yellowish.
So mustard.
The worst. The worst demonic possession of all time. He saw mustard and he made him vaguely stand on his head. Exorcist 4.
He's the most.
He's possessed by Frenches.
Meanwhile, I'm coming here to work and I'm sitting out with my old desk out there, like, I have no idea. The darkness that dwells within me.
I'm so cold. It's, the window's open.
And Rachel's like, why is Andrew covered in mustard?
The demon's name is Dijon.
I hate him so much, but I love him.
The demon seems to be some sort of French person.
You're a special guy.
This is why I don't plan for the show that much. There's no planning for this. Then we do the demon thing. Yeah, go to break. One to the EGS on KMOX. Coming up top of the hour, Chet Klieben's going to update us on the Trump trial. Evidently, there's some interesting stuff, some interesting testimony today. Probably have Chet on each day or a couple of times a week to do that. All this stuff about, women can do this physically, men cannot do this physically, XYZ, takes me back to the magic of the local carnival. I know you guys had them in Granite City. We had them in South Roxana. And so much of it was based on that. Like, remember the rope ladder that you had to climb up, and the carny could climb it really easily, and then you would fall and it would spin around. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Or the Coke bottles, the one like a little ring. Do I sound like Mr. Burns right now?
No. I did the Coke bottles. You had to throw the little rings on the bottle. Yes. That one I remember. I don't know this ladder.
There's the bowling ball thing where you push it and it goes over the hump and then it comes back. Yeah. Like those just frustrated me. So, I mean, duh, that's why carnivals do it, because it looks so easy.
Right.
But anywho.
An illusion.
Yeah.
Man, I used to love carnivals.
Yeah.
Just, no, I can't. I couldn't now because of, well, I'm an adult man, but with no kids. So I couldn't go to a carnival.
Yeah, that'd be a little
weird.
They'd
be watching you.
I can't trust a ride that they fold up and they drive and then they unfold it.
Oh,
and then they fold it again and then they drive and they unfold. Yeah, come on.
I feel like those things are, even the smaller rides, I mean, not like the speedboats, but, you know, like those kind of rides, the Tilt-A-Whirl and the Rampage and such, those are so much more dangerous than like a Six Flags.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
But the Gravitron is the best.
Which one's that?
That's the one where it looks like a spaceship. And you go inside it, so you're actually covered in there, and then it spins, and you get stuck to the wall, and you try
Tom's
to move.
Tom's Twister.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are fun.
Do they still have that at Six Flags?
I don't know.
Tom's Twister?
I thought someone fell in it, and then they closed it. Yeah.
There's always an urban legend like that. That was one of the first times I got caught really, really lying my ass off, was I was terrified of any of those rides, and I just wouldn't do them. And I'd been to Six Flags, and I saw the Tom's Twister, and my friends did it. So I had a vague idea of it that you're pinned against a wall. And then a couple weeks later, some kids were talking about it. I'm probably 12. And I'm like, oh, yeah, my favorite part was when it really gets going. And then you can release yourself, and you can crawl around in it. And they're all like, what? I know. Rach is laughing. Yeah. I know. And I was just, I'm just so stupid. And I was like, oh.
The one thing you could do was like when it first started building up.
Like they've been in it and I haven't.
It's like, it reminded me of 40-year-old virgin. He's like, yeah, they're like bags of sand.
That's exactly. That's exactly. So I'm like, dude, first of all, you can't let yourself out. Secondly, you can't crawl around in there. I'm like, I don't know. It seemed like I was crawling around.
They let me do it special because I don't know.
Yeah, like it's after hours, okay? I forgot to say that. It's after hours.
So that one, they strapped you in on that one?
I was never inside it. I don't know.
Because the ones that stand up against the wall.
Right, right. And then like when the centrifugal force would first kick in, you could like push yourself up higher so you'd be up near the top.
So
and then
you could do it?
You could move, yeah.
Well, the Tom's Twister, I don't think you
I've never
in.
Been on the Tom's Twister. I've only been on the other ones.
The floor drops out. Yeah.
And you're stuck to the wall, and you can, like, lift your hand a little bit, and then it gets smacked back.
So, you know the ride? They used to call it the Rush Street Flyer. I don't know if it's... Is it still called that?
No.
Okay. You ever seen the video of a carnival of a smaller version of that, and the thing is spinning, and it starts to spin too fast, and they can't stop it, so it's wobbling back and forth? And all the carnival... Goers
like,
rush up to it to hold it down so it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's
like it was about to come
there.
Off the ground. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Like it was about to fall over.
Yep,
that's exactly why.
That was just a few years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like 2 or 3 years ago.
Terrifying.
Yeah. I knew very early on that I should not really partake in gambling because when I was introduced to the quarter machine, the thing that shoves the quarters off, I lost my mind. I lost my mind. Yeah.
It's another one of those things, though, that looks way easier than it is.
Oh, yeah. No, I was literally crawling on my hands and knees around the beer tent because the drunken beer people would drop money.
Oh.
And I was crawling around in their beer mud trying to find quarters to go. Yeah. And I remember, like, I was old enough to go, like, you got a problem.
But it can't stop.
That's where it starts.
And now they have those, like, in Vegas. That's a big deal.
Oh, really? Oh,
quarter machines.
Yeah, where did I...
Except that they're chips.
I haven't been there in a long... Right, it was a... Yeah, you put in a chip, and if you knock them out, you win whatever.
Tell you what I'm exceptional at, the claw machine.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I'm
you're
so
good at that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm otherworldly. I've ever gotten anything out of those, but I don't remember doing it very much.
Yeah.
Like, what's your percentage?
Oh, 80%.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're last thing I got
investment. Was a stuffed 8-ball. It was like a little plush 8-ball, and
is
I've lost
it. What you were going for?
Yep.
Duh.
Come on, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.